you want
11 means should they start.
Huh. 11. You will begin from where you left off.
Have you read something?
Well, you are going to proceed slowly but surely through the whole text. So I think that you had...
As you wish.
You had spoken about obeisances to Srila Rupa Goswami. That was the last thing that you had mentioned.
Any question? You
I have a question from the next paragraph where the verse is quoted, Raso Vaisa. What does it mean, the Lord in His form as Rasa is supreme? Could you explain it? Our translation says that the Lord in His form as Rasa is supreme, as in the scripture, Raso Vaisa Rasam. From the Upanishad.
2 number pages.
Third.
Taittiriya Upanishad. Brahma Pucham Pratishta.
What is your question?
If you could explain why this Upanishad verse, Raso Vaisa, is given to explain that Krishna is the form of Rasa.
Why Krishna comes with his associates and does so many pastimes? The reason he is going to explain. So he is telling that Bhagwan is Raso Vaisaha. He is Rasamaya Vastu. Srimad Bhagavat also, Mallanam Asani Nidang Narvaraha. You know this slok? The 10 kinds of devotees or 10 kinds of persons are seeing Krishna in 12 ways. Someone sing Mallanam Asani, Vajra Tulya. Vajra means
thunderbolt.
Mallar singh, Krishna. the ladies are seeing Krishna as a Kamdev, Nanda Maharaj as Putra, son. The rishis are seeing, rishis also were there. They are seeing in as a Brahma or anything. Mathuravasi are seeing in Vishnivansi, Paradevata, that he is Prabhu, we are servant or Devata. And Sakha were there. They are seeing in two ways, Hasyaras plus Sakharas. And the wife, Nanda Baba, is seeing in two ways, Vasalras and Karunaras. Why Karun? Because they are trying to kill Krishna. So his Karuna, from inner, he is weeping to show Krishna that all are trying to kill Krishna. Kans is also doing sarjantra. Sarjantra kya? You are not. Sarjantra means he is
conspiracy.
Oh, you know. You know Hindi?
No, she's saying.
Conspiracy. So, the men of 10 qualities, seeing Krishna in 12 rasas. This is raso vaisaha for Krishna.
Adbhut.
Some are seeing are in adbhut. 7 plus 5. But Krishna is also very karun. He has so much pity for jivas, param karun. So two things makes Krishna to come down. Rasik Shekhar Krishna param karun. Ei dui hetu Krishna lilar udgam. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told. Krishna is a Rasik Shekhar, and in other hand he is Param Karun. Param Karun, he wants to be Rasaswadan.
Compassionate taste the rasas.
He wants that all should do rasa sadhana of my Rupa Guna Leela and all these things. See? Rasa sadhana ka kya hota hai? What is meaning of rasa sadhana?
Relish. Taste or relish.
Are hum, he makes that all should test my all madhurya. No? So this is Karuna. And he is Madhur. So by two reasons he come down in Bhaum Vrindavan or Mathura or Dwarka, so that they may easily can test and they should return to back to their home to me. This is the reason. Tomorrow, yesterday I told one thing. I had some thoughts that everyone wants ananda. No? Everyone like to persuade how to get ananda and then running after ananda. Here ananda means sukh. No? But really, sukha and ananda are different things. Sukh means for ourselves. Anand means kya liya? Subhanand ke ghar mein rakh dijiye. Anand is for Krishna happiness, but yet some happiness uchhist can rasik bhakta can taste. Understand what I'm telling? In pure language?
That when you give Krishna Ananda, Ananda is meant for Krishna, and then the devotee relishes that taste when Krishna is pleased. He relishes happiness and self something.
He also tastes that sukh. In Ananda there is sukh and anand both. Huh? So all are persuading for sukh. But there is a place where Anand is persuading. Anand is persuading men or anything. Anand can persuade us. We everyone persuade.
Pursue.
Follow.
Pursue.
Pursue.
And follow.
Ananda, how we can get Ananda? Ananda is running and we are running after. But in Vrindavan, Swayam Murtiman Ananda is pursuing bhakts. Here is opposite.
Reverse.
How? Kafs and Sakha were stolen and Krishna is seeing where they are or where there are, and he is weeping and lamenting. No? Here Bhakta is not pursuing Krishna, but Krishna is pursuing. Sometimes Krishna is weeping, where is my mother? Where is Nanda Baba? No? He wants to get upon the laps of Yashoda, so he is hankering after. Nanda Baba is standing, Yashoda Maa is standing, or have gone anywhere, and he is searching them. Krishna is Murtiman Brahma. Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gop Brajau Kusham Janamitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatana. You know this slope? You? Brahma is telling in his prayer, Oh Bhagyam. Not one time but more than two times, three times. Krishna is a ocean of ras, raso vaisaha. But yet he is Karun. Here he has come down and he makes friendship with all cows, calves, even creepers, even to ped, paudhe, briksha, following, everyone. Peacocks, cuckoo birds, deers, everyone. They also follow, but Krishna also follows them. This is the sign of ras or prem. Only bhakta will search Krishna, but no, here is not that thing. Krishna will search them.
Krishna Karshani.
In Vrindavan, especially in Vrindavan. This is the speciality of Vrindavan. He is eager to give that prem, that rush to Jiva, and that is why he has come down in Vrindavan. This is the main thing. So he is giving. But we should not see that Krishna is giving. By bhakti, bhakti is coming out. He will tell it afterward. Yeah. When Krishna is Golok Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, a sadhak bhakta will not have darshan of Krishna. But here sadhak bhav bhakta and premi bhakta, three can realize Krishna by bahirindriya and antarindriya. Outside and inside. Siddha Bhakta will only realize Krishna by antar indriya in Golok, not by these outer indriyas. But here a sadhak may can see, taste Krishna, can hear by outer indriyas also. So Krishna is available here, and by that, not at that for that time, but crores and crores years afterward also, a sadhak can hear that Krishna has done so many pastimes, and by hearing and chanting and remembering, he will have that thing. So Krishna comes with his associates, and that so madhur pastimes here. To give bhakti, this is called bhakti. Because bhakti is combination of ladini and sambit. You know? How? Combination of sambit, ladini and sambit. Ladini means Ananda. And sambit, gyan or bhav. We don't want gyan, but we want bhav. This bhav and ananda is called combination, it is called bhakti. And afterward, in the ripened condition, condition, it is called prem, bhav, mahabhavan, anurag, all these things. So it lives in the associates of Krishna and in Krishna also. If Krishna gives bhakti, it may be called that from bhakti, bhakti has come. Because Shakti and Shaktiman are one thing. No? If there was no Hladini and Sambhid in Krishna, then Krishna could not give it. So it may be called that from bhakti, bhakti has come. Theek hai?
We are drinking all your words. This bhakti is svatantra from Krishna even though. Bhakti is svatantra from Krishna even.
If Krishna does not want to give Krishna bhakti, but a bhakta prays and makes him so poor, so karun, that at once Krishna will bound to give bhakti.
I think the bhakta is more independent than Krishna.
Because Krishna is basibhut, bhakta basibhut. So
our position.
No, you're Prabhupada. No.
And you also.
No, it's myself. I'm poor, very particle of.
Wherever it may be coming from originally, it is. We are getting it from your hands.
You are giving me praise. So, what may be, either by the wish of Krishna and either by wish of Vaishnava, bhakti comes by bhakti. And bhakti is svechhamayi. Hmm? Svechhamayi, you know?
Independently
bhakti comes. And it creates ichha in Krishna and bhakti to do kripa. Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhak khaje ahet tukya apratihata jayatma suprasidati. He has given instance for how bhakti comes. Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhak khaje ahet tukya apratihata jayatma suprasidati. Here ahetuki means causeless. She comes. If she comes in anyone's heart, then suprasidati, that sadhak becomes suprasanna.
Very happy.
Very happy. Let us follow the other. You can come here. Tumi jaba bari ki ekhane ki ghurcho. Bari jao.
About 30 minutes late.
So here ahetuki means by swachha.
Independent.
Krishna and Bhakta are not bound to give his mercy those who are sadachari. They know Ved. Any fair it can fall. But I think must be some sanskar there. Without sanskar, anyone cannot have this Krishna. Whether Krishna is giving, but he cannot have bhakti if there is no sanskar. But yet, if Krishna wants and bhakta wants, they can do everything. Like Kaliyanar was refusing everything.
No sanskar.
But he has some sanskar by his wife. They wanted. And that is why Krishna did his work. But it is called ahetuki. Agasur, Bakasur, Putana, all are in category of ahetuki. Putana wanted to Krishna to fall down from his
breast.
But yet Krishna catch hold very tightly. She tried so many times but could not throw. So these are ahetuki. I don't want your mercy, but I will do mercy. This is called Ahetuki Kripa. We pray that Krishna should do with us also, especially with me. I don't want. Yeah, Raghunath Das Goswami has told like this for Sanatana Goswami. Anubhipsu. Anubhipsu, unwilling. I was unwilling. But yet he forcibly, he gave it.
Our Gurudev said the same thing about your Gurudev. That he forced him.
By explaining this sloka.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has written to me. I am obliged for giving, having that letter from him. Here I have to keep in other sloka also. Jadrikshaya matakathadau jata sardhastu jahatuman na nirvinnah nati sakto bhakti yogasya siddhida. Who can have this bhakti? There are three kinds of persons in this world. So many classes of person here. But especially, as a whole, we can divide it in three. Karmi, Jnani, and Bhakta. No? Here, who can have bhakti? Jadrikshaya matkathadau jata sadhastu jahapuman nanirvinno nati sattu. Those who are not so much vairagyavan, either they are not so much asakta to visaya. Asakta?
Attached to enjoyment.
Attached. In middle they should be.
Neither attached nor averse.
Both should be. Both should be there. But not too much. If anyone has not tested this world, any of these things, because this is the shadow of that perverted reflection.
Perverted reflection. Perverted reflection.
Of that Golok Vrindavan. So, we have some test in this world. We have some prati each other, prem each other. No? If we have know that we cannot go towards Krishna, if we are too much nirvinna, nirvinsa mane,
not so much,
we are so much vairagyavan, bhakti will not come. And if we are so much attached to this world, bhakti cannot come. There should be some attachment. And there should be some vairagya also. Both should be.
Is that the beginning, the process of bhakti? Isn't it when you...
In everyone, every jiva, these are symptoms. Anyhow, it will be in every jiva. But some who are more attached to this world, they become karmi. And those who are not at all attached, they are a full vairagyavan, they may go to Gyan, Mukti. So in the middle, this stage is so much better for bhakti. If they are attached to this world and they are directed to Krishna, then that attachment is so much helpful for the sadhak in doing bhakti. Like Bilva Mangal, like any other. From boyhood, if anyone is so much disconnected to this thing, it is very hard to go to Atmabhakti, they will surely go to Jnana and Mukti. That is why all the scholars of India went towards Shankaracharya, Advaitvadi. They become Advaitvadi and become Jnani and Muktivadi.
Why?
Because they were...
Who did that? Hmm. Not attached to anything.
We see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At first he was so much attached. He had, with girls he used to do so much majak. Majak means joke. And to quarrel with boys, with tarka, jukti, and also all. In Krishna boyhood we see, in any bhakti we see like this. Here, Jadrichaya, what are you telling? Any question?
He's saying this is an amazing point that we've not heard, but I was saying, I thought that in Nectar of Devotion, when Rupa Goswami composed the verses of Yukta Vairagya, that this was the explanation. We did not realize before.
It comes a lot of the world.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vishayate Priti Ebe Achaje Amar Sei Mata Priti Ho Charane Tumar. That should be Vishay Priti. And that Priti should be converted in towards Krishna. That is bhakti. Otherwise, if anyone has no attachment, no priti for any jeev, it is surely that he will not have bhakti, prem. So God has given this visha priti as a very good thing. Only we have to convert it in bhakti. Very good thing. This world is certainly a very good thing. This yug is very good thing, Kali yug. By only transferring our priti, it will be bhakti. It is so hard, but by the grace of our spiritual master, it can be so easy. But we have Guru Nishtha. Then, here, Jadricha. What is the meaning of Jadricha? He is telling an...
By his own independent sweet will.
Krishna.
Achcha.
Now he is telling that Jadrichaya, by his own sweet will, why he does not do to all jivas? If he does to any special jiv, then God can be said that he has some partiality. And if God has partiality, that it is in virtue. Because in Shastra, he has been called Samadarshi. Samadarshi, you know?
Equal
to all. Because he is creator, he is father and mother, and he is everyone to every jeev. He should not be partial. A guru should not be partial. But we see that both are partial. You realize?
I want to.
Guru is certainly partial. Eh? You also perhaps have realized.
That is the thing we all have realized.
Someone tell that this drich, jadrichaya, what word?
Independent.
Is nothing but bhagya.
Fortune, luck.
Luck. But what is called luck? What is called luck? That luck comes from subha karma.
Or specific activities.
Or a special activities. From where it comes? It is that no. Subha karma. Abhav of subha karma or bhav of subha karma. You know Hindi some Hindi?
Lack of good activity or no?
It is written in it. But
auspicious activity, punya or pap.
Abhav or pap mane bhakti.
Good fortune.
Good fortune.
Or
lack of fortune. If we have no really karma, it is good for us, for bhakti.
No karma?
No karma. Gyan karma adi anabratam. That's it, no karma. No gyan at all. Yeah. It is for uttama bhakti. It is essential.
That is only to touch the lakshana.
If God or any bhakta has mercy upon us, at first he washes away both things. Ashubha karma and Shubha karma. Without washing Shubha and Ashubha karma, a man cannot have pure bhakti, uttama bhakti. And for instance, in Bhagavatam, giving the instance of gopis, it has been told that virah tibratap dhuta Shubha. और ना ना और इसका पैसा लगा तो उन्हीं की चाचिन को था कि कैसे दिरहत्ति ब्रताप धूता सुभा और प्रक्षीण
बंधना क्लीन मंगला
हियर इट हैज बीन टोल्ड दैट by birah,
separation,
fire burnt in their heart, and that fire burnt up all asubh of gopis. And after that, one gopi or all gopis who were were stopped in the home
by their husband.
By remembering Krishna, they took Krishna in their heart and they embraced Krishna. In this milan, all Shubha went away. When Shubha and Ashubha both went away, then prema comes. And Krishna was at once realized and he took all gopis to Rasa. So, by practicing bhakti, shubh and ashubh, both should be washed. Otherwise, uttama bhakti will not can have there. Only karma mishra or jnan mishra bhakti, that is called, ki bole re?
Pradhani
bhuta.
Guni
bhuta. Bhakti, upadhik bhakti, gauna bhakti, this bhakti can be achieved, not uttama. So, here he is telling that if we take bhagya, that kono kono bhagyaman jive paaye. Achana? Brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyaman jive, Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti latati. Here, kono kono bhagyaman, what is the meaning of bhagyaman? He is telling. Bhagyaman, those who have some sanskar, that sanskar is not karma janit, not
jnana karma, not jnana either.
Jnana or karma. Thoda sa gadbad ho jata hai. Aap log bhav samjhenge. You should sense you should take.
Yeah, we are getting.
You are getting?
Yes.
What I have told?
You're saying that Uttama Bhakti cannot be gotten so far if one has any Mishra. If there's either Bhakya or if it's not Bhakya, fortunate or unfortunate, those things have to go. No,
but here, what is the meaning of Bhagyaman? Kono kono Bhagyaman paaye?
Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said that there's two types of Bhagya, one which leads to Bhakti and one which does not lead to Bhakti. So the one that doesn't lead to bhakti is not real bhagya. But the one that leads to bhakti is real bhagya. And that comes from association of Vaishnava.
From bhaksa, a kind of sanskar comes in our heart. And that is essential. Then we can know bhakta, we can serve bhakta. Otherwise, a bhakta will come to anyone, but he will not recognize. He will not do action, he will not associate with bhakta. So kono kono bhagyaman, here he is telling that it is not due to subha karma or due to lackness of subha karma, asubha karma. No? If it is told that due to Shubha Karma, we have get some sanskar and Bhakta has mercy upon him. And by the Bhakti, due to this Shubha Karma, we have been inclined towards Bhakti. Then Swaprakashita, that self manifestation of Bhakti is not there.
Everything is very clear.
If we take bhagya, no reason at all behind it, how this bhagya can come? If there is no any reason, it becomes absurd. So here bhagya means the mercy of bhakta or bhagavan. If we take it that bhagya came from Krishna by due to the mercy of Krishna and we incline towards bhakti, then why Krishna has done kripa to that bhakta? Why to not all bhakta? So you will have to see the reasons again and again. And at last we see that not anything come in our hand. But in every shastra, it has been told that by the grace of Bhagavan, our bhakta, bhakti can be had. So it is not untrue. It is true. Tumi bhalo acho? If God is, Krishna is bhakta vatsal, provide not to others. But this Vaishamya, Vaishamya, any word there?
Dissimilarity.
Contradiction. Contradiction is Bhushan, is ornament of Bhagavan. He has told that I have given my heart to Bhakta and Bhakta has given Krishna his heart. I don't know rather than Bhakta and Bhakta does not rather than me. So here it is not Vaishamya. If Krishna is doing ahetuki kripa to any Bhakta, it is Bhushan, not Dushan.